Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the 71st National Film Awards for the year 2023 at a function in New Delhi. The awards were given in various categories to celebrate excellence in filmmaking, storytelling and acting. On the occasion, legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal has been honoured with Dadasaheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. The best feature film was given to the film movie 12th Fail, while the Best Hindi Feature Film Award was presented to Kathal, a jackfruit mystery. In the Best Actor category, actor Shah Rukh Khan was honoured for his film Jawan, while actor Vikrant Mese was conferred for 12th Fail. The Best Actress Award was given to Rani Mukherjee for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, has extended his greetings to the people of the state, in particular to the Hindu Mishmi community, on the festive occasion of K. Miha. He expressed his hope that the festivity would usher in prosperity and tranquility in society. In his message, the governor said that agriculture has always been at the heart of Arunachal Pradesh, guiding our way of life and weaving the fabric of our traditions. The governor further said that as we celebrate K. Miha, let us take pride in our customs, honor the wisdom of our forefathers and pass on this legacy to future generations. He exhorted the youth to actively participate in these festivities, for they keep us rooted in our identity while strengthening our bonds as a community. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta today reviewed the status of pending disciplinary proceedings in various state government departments. During the meeting, the CS emphasized that all vigilance cases must be properly recorded, regularly monitored and followed up by the respective parent departments. He further directed inquiry officers and presenting officers to ensure timely completion of inquiries and submission of reports so that cases are disposed of without undue delay. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men today interacted with the shopkeepers and consumers at G Extension Market Naharlagun, urging them to pass on GST savings and promote Swadeshi by choosing indigenous products. The DCM, along with Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, had launched the 7-day GST Bachat Utsav at Akash Deep Market Itanagar yesterday. In a social media post, DCM Men informed that the festive initiative aims to ensure GST benefits reach every citizen while promoting the Swadeshi spirit with the message, Garv se kaho ye Swadeshi hai, across Arunachal. State BJP President Kaling Moyong, local MLA Teji Kaso, Mayor Tami Fasang and others were also present on the occasion. Minister for RD and Panchayati Raj Ojinta Singh today inaugurated the State Panchayati Raj Training Centre and the District Panchayati Raj Training Centre at UPA. The newly constructed buildings, funded under the Rashtriya Gram Swaraj Abhiyan, will provide training and capacity building to PRI functionaries, thereby strengthening grassroots governance. On the occasion, computers were distributed for Panchayat Bhavans. The inaugural event was attended by MLA Tanya Soki, Teji Kaso, Secretary RDPR Corporation, Dr. Sonal Swaroop, DC Papumpare, Vishaka Yadav, among others. The Deputy Commissioner, Capital Region, Toko Babu, on behalf of Chief Secretary, today conveyed deep gratitude to the Principal Secretary, DGP, Commissioners, Secretaries, and head of departments of the state government for the guidance towards the smooth and successful conduct of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Itanagar on Monday. Meanwhile, the district administration have also extended its appreciation to Deputy Commissioner Vishakha Yadav, SP Papumpare Taru Gusar, administrative officers, Doordarshan Kendra, officers and officials of the capital administration, and all others who have contributed directly or indirectly to the program. Minister for Health Bayram Wage today launched the GST Bachat Utsav in Sejusa. In a social media post, the health minister emphasized that the reduction in GST under the Next Gen GST is a historic gift from Prime Minister Narendra Modi, ensuring maximum benefit for common citizens. On the occasion, the minister shared posters with the message, Garv se kaho ye Swadeshi hai, and urged shopkeepers to display them outside their shops. The Swachhata Hi Seva 2025 campaign is underway at Gumta village, marking the beginning of Swachhotsav, a fortnight-long celebration of cleanliness and community service. Organized by the PHENWS Division UPIA, the campaign will continue till October 2nd. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.